in Daf Nun Vav mit Aleph. After the two Daf, Tana Rabbana. Shisha Dvorim also Ansha Yericha. Shloisha Bertzoin Chachomim, Shloisha Shaloi Bertzoin Chachomim. So here we have a Gerson de Baraisa, that three things were done Bertzoin Chachom. Eilu Bertzoin Chachomim, Makivim de Kolim Kalayoim, V'keuchin Eshma, V'keuchin Lefnei Ha'ima. V'eilu Shaloi Bertzoin Chachomim, Goichim Lefnei Ha'ima. They made Gdisha, they piled up the Tvua before the Ha'ima, U'pertzim Pirtzois Beginoiseim, U'pardosoiseim. They made Pirtzis and the Ginis and the Pardesim, Lahachel, Nesher, Laniim, B'shnei Batzeres, B'shabosois, V'yomim Tovim. That the Aniyim should be able to enter the Ginis and the Pardesis, Shabbos and Yontov, B'shnei Batzeres, to eat the Peres Hanoishrim. Exactly why they had to be Pirtz and Pirtzis, why they didn't open the door, I don't understand. But Al Kaponim, they did Pu'ulis to enable the Aniyim to eat from the Peres Hanoishrim. Mishnas Batzeres. Umatirim gimzeye shal hegdish, shal charuv, v'shal shikma. Divrei Rameya. And, as we had before, they were magdish, the oves were magdish, the trunk of the chuv and shikma, and the anshe yerichei were matter to use the branches that grew out of the trunk of hegdish. Divrei Rab Meir. Amalei Rab Yehuda, im birtzoin chachomim hoyo oisin, if there was done birtzoin chachomim, you call Adam oisin kain. So everyone should be able to do it. We don't do such things. So if it was birtzoin chachomim, so why doesn't everyone do it? Ela eilu veilu shaloi birtzoin chachomim hoyo oisin. All these six things were shaloi b'tzayin chachamim. Al shaloi shemichul b'yodim. But there are certain things which are done shaloi b'tzayin chachamim. The chachamim are not moiche. And other things they are moiche. So al shaloi shemichul b'yodim. Al shaloi shaloi michul b'yodim. Ve'elu shaloi michul b'yodim. These three, they were not moiche. Ma'akivim dekolim kalayim. Ma'akiv dekolim. The whole day of Erev Pesach, v'keichin eshma, v'keitzchin, v'goitchin lifnei ha'ima. V'eilu shemichu b'yodom, v'atirin gimziyei shal hegdi shal chruvi shal shikmo, pertzim pirtzeis, v'ginoiseim apardoseim, l'achel neshel aniyim b'shabosifim, v'tovim b'shnei batzeris, noisnim peyel yerek, v'michu b'yodom. Chachamim. Repeats again, Michel Biyodom Chachamim. And it says before, Ve'elu Shem Michel Biyodom. Al Kaponim. So, that's how Rabbi Yehuda says. Everything was Shaloi Bertzayin Chachamim. And the first three were Loi Michel, and the second three were Michel. Frekti Gemore Vesov Rabbi Yehuda Ktzire Shaloi Bertzayin Chachamim. He says, that was the of the first three, Kaitzim v'goitchim, Shaloi Bertzayin Chachomim. Vasnan an shericha Kaitzim lefnei ha'imer Bertzayin Chachomim. V'goitchim lefnei ha'imer Shaloi Bertzayin Chachomim v'loi michu b'yodom Chachomim. So we see that the Kaitzim was Bertzayin Chachomim. The Goitchim was Shaloi Bertzayin Chachomim, but loi michu b'yodom. So the Gemara, man shamet lei da'oma michu v'loi michu. Who is the Tana that says that other things, everything was shalei b'tzayin, but other things were michu and others were loi michu? Am Yehuda. Uktani. So this Tana that says loi michu b'yodom chachomim by the goyim, so this must be Rabbi Yehuda. Uktani koytzrin b'tzayin chachomim. And before we had that it was Kaitzrim v'Goitchim Shalei Bertzayin Chacham. That's the Gemara's Kasha. For the Gemara v'Latayim Eich, why do you have to ask if Sabekiyas Dike Kasha? כדס כקשה מיני הובי, הני הרבו אהבת. If the Barais is correct, it says there were three things שעושה שלוי ברצוין חכמים, ולוי מיכו ביודם, נירכן זו is four things. מקים דקולם, כיכן השמה, קיצרן וגויצ'ן, so it's four things. אלא סמי מכאן קצירה, so that what it says, קיצרן שלוי ברצוין חכמים, that's סתם הזה יתויס. So Bamela Svanford Yubikis the Kikashi. You asked the Kasha, the Mishnah says that it was Kaitzrin Birzain Chacham, so that's taka true. We're not Gairis Kaitzrin Shaloi Birzain Chacham. It has to be like that Stamazai because the it says in the Braisa there are only three things that was Shaloi Birzain Chachamim, and if you're Gairis Kaitzrin, there are four. Let us see Rashi. Nesher Peres Hanoishrim. Matirim Horigasinin, Matirim Gimziyoy Shal Hegdish, Shal Chavuvi Shal Shikimo, Kshehugdishu Astonim Trile. If the trunk was Hugdish, then it Toysvu Hagidulim, so they were matter to use the Gidulim. Koitzrim Lifnei Ha'oimer Birzain Chachomim. What does that mean? Kloima. Loi Ikpidu Chachomim. The Chachamim were not makbid that they were koitzer before the Ktzira Soima. So Rashi explains what it's study Ashayla. So Rashi says like this. L'chayre des atzadet should be also min atayre because the Oimer, the Pasuk says, should be reishis Ktzircha. So Rashi says as follows. Disure del reise leke. And this is the reise that you have a koitzer before the Ktzira Soima leke. The mokayim. Because this is a mokim that you cannot bring. This is that there's inferior tfuah grows in an emek. So this is a mokim which you can't bring tfuah for the oimel. So memela in such a mokim there's no din of reishis ktzirchem. Reishis ktzirchem is in a mokim where you have superior tfuah. This mokim is roi to bring the tvuah for the oimer, to bring the sairim for the oimer. So there is exeris hakotzer, so that should be the reishis hakotzer. The first kotzer should be the ktzira sairim. But in a mokim, the shi'iyat or maybe who, since this yericha is a mokim, which you cannot bring the oimer from yericha. So memele, So therefore, there's no isel d'iraise of cutting other tvuah before the ktzira soimer, since this mokim is not mesugul for havoa soimer. V'isure de rabbonan amilase dulmosi lemeichul mineim. And let's aser ktzira mid rabbonan. If he makes ktzira, he might come and eat it legozru, a chodesh mivdul b'dili mineim. People are bodl from chodesh. They won't come and eat it. Gulishate. The Loshen Shane in Noyig Oisei Kol Ashonep, the Loshen is unclear, others are Moichik this. But Al Kaponim, there's no Shash of Dulma Osele Meichel Minei, Vachodosh Mivdol B'dili Minei. So therefore, Koitzrin is Muta. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Goitzim Shaloi Bertzain Chachomim, Gdisha is also, given the la pseido, since there's no pseide, that means there's a pseide, if you will not permit them to make a ketzire, so the tvua might get spoiled. So therefore, kaitzrin is, therefore it's permitted to make kaitzrin. Goitchim, shaloi bertzain chacham, kim the la pseide hi, Gozul Rabbonon Sheyamtinu, so don't make the Gdisha before the Ktzira Soima. Mishum Shemetoich Shum is Asik Boy, since he's busy with the Gdisha, Osi Lamechol Mine, he might come to eat it. So we have to understand. Rashi before said by Kaitzrin, not Goyza Dulma Osi Lamechol Mine, Dochodosh Mivdul B'dili Mine. And all of a sudden, when it comes to Goichim, Ashi says, "Psanuch hashmin." If there's no pseide, he's not allowed to. Miterchem is asik boy, osi lemeichel minei. So Rashi in Daf Yud Aleph, I think, clarifies the difference between Koitzrin and Goitshim. Rashi in Daf Yud Aleph says as follows. Chodosh Mivdol B'dili Minei, this is that what Rashi says, why it's permitted to make Ktzire, because Chodosh Mivdol B'dili Minei. So Rashi says as follows, Sharei Loi Hugulu Lo'och Loi Kol HaShonim, they weren't mugul to eat it the whole year. Ve'ein lemudin livshait yad lahoishit lefiyim. To be, they're not rogul livshait yad lahoishit lefiyim. So that is not the case by Chodosh. Now, Bach's Merashi means to say as follows, that there are some pu'ulis, livshait yad lahoishit lefiyem, is like a subconscious action. They're ruggled to do this, a fellow without thinking. You're in the middle of kaitzel, you're kaitzel the tvuim, so he might, so that's like an automatic action. He's poishit yad lahoishit lefiyem, he's doing that, so that is not by Chodosh. Mivdol b'dilimine. Mivdol b'dilimine does not mean that they stand or that they stay with a 10-foot pole away from Chodosh. That does not mean mivdol b'dilimine. Mivdol b'dilimine is it's loy hulgalu la'ochloy. They're not mulgal to eat it. That means mivdol means they're not mulgal. So my mail is like this. So by ketzire, where there is a hefsid involved, Taisus says the same thing over in Daf Yud Aleph, that by Ketzir there's a hefsid. So Memela says, since there's a hefsid, if you won't permit to be Kaitzerid before the Yom, that's number one. And Lemudim Liv Shait Yad Lahoishid Lefiyim, that means to say that subconsciously, that automatically they pluck the kernels, is also not true. It's not an automatic action. It could be that, perhaps not subconsciously, but the person might come to eat it. So on that chash, since it's not a automatic action, they were makel, because there's a hefsid. Asha ain't came by Gdisha already there's no hefsid whatsoever. So then there's a pchine, is lomo lomo lahachnes letzorazai, so why should we get involved? Being matter his askus bechodosh, even though it's not lemudim, but there's a svare mitoychem es asik by is osi lemeichel minei, that still might occur. I feel it's not lomud, but it still might occur. So therefore, gedisha they asked, since there's no pseide, if they'll wait till after that kodesh soima. Zok the gemara weiter. Umatirin gamziyay shal hegdish shal charu b'shal shikna. Amru, they said, avisenu lahigdishu ella kairik. Our obis only magdish to the trunks of the trees. But ono, natir gimziyay shal hegdish shal charu b'shal shikna. That's what they held. So this is muta. They weren't magdish. This is just matter the trunks. Begidulim aboim la'acha mikan askina. So we're speaking about gidulim, which grew after the hegdish. That means they were magdish, the trunk, and this grew from a trunk of hegdish. V'savri lo kemanda oma ein me'ila begidulim. They hold, there's no din me'ila begidulim. Abonon savri nehede me'ila leke, isure mi'e ike. Taka, there's no me'ile, but there is an issa. Zot Rashi, ubigdulim garsini, kemanda me'ile, ubigdulim b'meseches me'ile. The Sefer Minchas Baruch, Simin Lamed, brings a raya from our Gemara to the Shitas HaRashbam in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tesa Medalef. There's a machlokes, the Rashbam and the Ramban, in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tesa Med Aleph, What is the reason of the Man D'Yomer that holds Ein Me'ila B'Gidulim? You have Gidulim, you have Adava Hegdish, and something is growing out of it. But the Man D'Yomer holds Ein Me'ila B'Gidulim. What is the reason? So the Rashban seems to hold, that's how the Minchas Baruch explains it, that even though there's halacha by a hedyet of Aroy Ashbach, that means, let's say, if I possess a tree, I bought a tree, it's my tree, now the tree, pages grew out of the tree, new branches came out of the tree. Who do these branches belong? So they belong to the Baal Ha'ilah. Now, why do they belong to the Baal Ha'ilah? That this is now, we have to understand, this is not the Ilah. The Ilah belongs to me. This is something new. But there's a klal of Aroy Ashbach. If I possess something, and that what I possess becomes Nishbach, it grows, the prayers grow on it, branches grow on it. So in Chayshim Mishpat, it belongs to the Baal Ha'ilah. That's a halacha in Chayshim Mishpat. So he says that Rashbam learns pshat, that halacha is only applicable in Mois Hedyet. Mumin shal Hedyet is such a halacha, that Aroy Yashbach. Masha Einkein, by Mumin Hegdish, there's no such halacha. That's the svar of the Man D'Yomer, Ein Me'ila B'Gidulim. That means we do not say, since the trunk belongs to Hegdish, so the branches belong to Hegdish. The trunk belongs to Hegdish. The branches are something new. It's a new entity which was not on the world till now. And this Choshen Mishpadikya Bailas, which normally by a Hedyet goes over to the new things which come out from that which belongs to a Bailam, automatically belong to a Bailam. That is not the case by Hegdish. A Hegdish is no Aloch of Aroy Ashbach. There's no Aloch of Aroy. That's a Svar of Ein Me'ila B'Gedulim. So Me'ila doesn't belong to Hegdish. That's how the Rashbam learns Pshat in the Svar of Ein Me'ila B'Gedulim. The Ramban says, Amoyer Dikizat, as Amoyer Dikizat is the Ramban Deim Baba Basra. The Ramban says as follows. No. That the same Choshen Mishpat we have for a Hedyet, we have for a Hegdish also. It's a belong. Zichah belongs to Hegdish. If the tree belongs to Hegdish, so the peiros that grow on the tree belong to Hegdish. So what's the pshat Ein Me'ila B'Gidulim? So the Ramban says that the Gabi, the Din Me'ila, you need Kedushas Peh. Choshen Mishpat makes that it belongs to Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish, no shayla about it. There'll be a din gezel hegdish, abo chiyuve mila with a kolben mila with a keren v'chaymish. That is only if there was kedushas peh. If there's no kedushas peh, so mamel there's no din mila. So the Minchas Baruch asks, he says, according to the Ramban, he doesn't understand our Gemara. So what did the Anshe Yerichai hold? Anshe Yerichai held, ein mila b'gidulim. Fine, ein mila b'gidulim, so there's no chiyuv mila, because there's no kedushas peh. Aber akoponim, what right do they have to take the branches? It's gezel hegdish. On mila, so there's no mila, but it's gezel hegdish. So what right do they have to take the branches? So therefore he wants to say, but according to the Rashbam, it's very good argument. According to the Rashbam, that means the whole reason of Ein Me'ila B'Gidulim is because we hold that it does not belong to hegdish. And the shaila is, if the Rabbanon asked it, so the Chachamim hold that even though there's Ein Me'ila Midrabbonon, it's awesome, and the Anshei Richai held that the Midrabbonon, it's not awesome. Let us see weiter the Gemara. U'pirtzing pirtzis. Omar Ule Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish Machloikis Bishel Machbedes. The Rabbonon Sobri Gozrinin Shemo Yale V'Yitloish Vanshe Yerichai Sobri Loi Gozrinin Shemo Yale V'Yitloish Avo B'Shel Bein HaKipin Divrei HaKol Muta. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Machloikis the Anshe Yerichai V'Rabbonon, the whole Machloikis is B'Shel Machbeidos. What does that mean? Kapes Tmorim Hein Beroish Adekel. Machbeidus were these were the branches which were on top of the deckel. וכפופויס זו אצל זו כאין כאלי. They're one next to the other, and it's like a hezer base kibbul. וכשהתמרים נוישרים, so when the dates fall off, בקבלו יסויסם. So it falls into the skapis tmorim, and it stays there. The given the gavoya. Now, since these machbedes are on top of the dekel, which is very tall, v'tzorich lalois al hadekel l'noitlom, you have to go to the top of the dekel to get it. Chayshinon shemo yitloish min ha-melchuboreis tahavi av melochim. So we are afraid that while he's going up on the tree, so not only will he take the tmorim shenoshru, he might come and take in that vicinity this tmorim which are mechuba to the dekel also. It's next to it. So mamele, he might go and be toilish from the tmorim ha-mechuboreis, and the havi av melochim. So that's the sfore of the Chachomim, who said that you're not allowed to take from the Machpedes, Gzeire Shemayala V'Yitlish. Maybe might be Talish from the Mechuboris. But they not keep him Lamato Minefeyem, underneath their branches, Neifes HaTachtoinim. These are the bottom branches of the dekel. The lekel, so if you'll be matter, if the tmorim fell on the kippim, on the bottom branches, the lekel lemechesh letlishe. So here, if you'll take these tmorim tlushes, you don't have to be afraid he might be toilish other tmorim, the ein kan mechuboris. In this height of the dekel, the dates do not grow. The dates grow on the top of the dekel. So there is a chash, if you'll go on the, you'll go up to the Elam to take down the Tlushes, you might be Tolish the Mechuboris also. But if you're taking the Tmorim, which are on Bein HaKippim, which are on the bottom, which is on the bottom level branches, so there's no Tmorim growing there. So there's no Tmorim growing there, so there's no Gzeirah Shema Yitlash. So that is what Ule Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, the whole machloikis between the Anshei Yericha and the Chachamim were by the branches which are on top of the dekel. There is a chash, he might come and be toilish the tmorim ha-mechuboris. But by the branches which are on, if it fell on the branches, were on the bottom of the dekel, since there's no mechuboris in that vicinity, so everyone is moide, you're allowed to take off these tmorim. Omalei Rabbe, so Rabbe is, there's a new shayla, v'hamuktzis ninu. You're speaking about gzeiris. You're speaking about a gzeire, shema yala v'yitloish. So you say, the gzeire of yala v'yitloish is only applicable to the tmorim who are on the machbedis. But on the tmorim, which are bein hakipim, there's no gzeire of yala v'yitloish because there's no tmorim mechuboris there. But there's another problem. These tmorim, which fell down in Shabbos on the kippim, they're muktzeh. So, Mamela, how are you allowed to use them? Zogt Rashi, Ivo muktzeh ninu, Shema erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes, Oye Mechuboris. Ere Mechuboh Bein Hashmoshes. Nimso, muktzeh machbos isa tlisha. It was muktzeh, that means he was Messiah Das. They would never use these tmorim erev Shabbos. Shas Knesses Hayoyim, we had no intentions of using these tmorim because it's you're not allowed to be toilish them. Umuktze bein hashmoshes muktze lechol hayoyim. Given this katzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi lechol hayoyim. So since it was Messiah Das from using these tmorim bein hashmoshes, so she's be muktze. So forget about the gzeira of a klisha. It should be yosar al smukze. Frag the gemore v'chiteima hoyul d'chosi la'irbe. Hoyul v'chosu, that's what Rashi says. Hoyul v'chosu b'mechuba la'irbe. She yesh loy agdeilois b'soich b'isoi. The next word is, I don't know, l'gdula, l'gdula, whatever it is, I don't understand what it means. Sheshle agdelus, this person has oivim b'seich beisai, which he's megadol b'seich beisai. Umuta lahamidam aleihen la'oichlo. So now let us try a little bit to understand what the Gemara is going to go into now. The Issa of Achilas Mukze, the Yisota Issa is that the Pasuk says, Vechinu es Asher Yaviyu. The Pasuk is speaking about Erev Shabbos. And the Pasuk is telling us that one in Shabbos is only permitted to eat something which was muchen mi ba'oidyoim to be eat. Something that was not muchen, was not oimid mi ba'oidyoim to be eaten. He was makzadatai to eat it. So that is not, and then later it comes out he wants to eat it. That is also to eat on Shabbos. It wasn't min ha'muchen. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how can he eat these tamarim that fell in Shabbos, and that they're the Beina Kippim? How can he eat them? But it wasn't muchen betchilas knisas hayayim. It wasn't aimed to be eaten because he won't eat these tamarim. Because the you know, how can he eat the tamarim? It is an isat lisha. There are mechuba bein hashmoshes. So the Gemara says no, but these tamarim were aimed to be used on Shabbos. Who's going to use them? Irve. He has oivim sheyesh li hagdelis b'seich beisai. He has oivim and fakir. So these tamarim was he had into consideration that these tamarim who use on Shabbos to feed the oivim. He has to give the oivim also to eat. The cholent the meila, that's for himself. But the oivim, what are they going to eat? So they're going to eat the tamarim. So memeila, so the tamarim were oimid. Lishimushoi. What's that lishimushoi? Not directly for his shimush, he won't eat them, but it's aimed to be used, to be eaten. He's going to give it to his ayuvim. So it's muchen to the ayuvim. Now later it came out that the Dratzon Yirei of Yasa, they fell down in Shabbos. So Memela now, so it was muchen to be used by him. That means he was never Masiach Datoi from the Shimush of these tamarim. He intended to use these tamarim. And now the mice, he's able to use them himself because they fell down. So it's mina muchan. So it's not mukze. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. V'chi teima hoyo de chazi la'irvin. Since it was chazi la'irvin, so he wasn't Masiach Das from the shimush, from the achil of this tamarim, will be used to give the oivim. So it's not mukze. Frag the Gemara, it doesn't work like that. Hash the muchan li'odo. Lo'y havi muchan li'klovim. Tisnan rabbi yudoim em lo'y ha'isen neveila mi'arev Shabbos. Asuram lefi she'ena mina muchan. Muchan li'irvin. Abi Muchan la Adam. So the Gemara asks Akasha. That means the Gemara asks you can't cross lines. There's a Muchan for one sug, and Muchan for that sug does not make a Muchan for another sug. So the Gemara makes a Kal Vachomer. Muchan la Adam. Loi havi muchan lebeina. It was afilu muchan for an adam. Something that was oimid lachilas adam. Loi havi muchan lebeina. So muchan lebeina havi muchan l'adam. Before we go into the difficulties in this, in the case of nevela, why it's called muchan l'adam, let us just For practical purposes, Rashi doesn't learn like this. It's one teretz and teisves, but just as we can wade through the Gemara. Let us say that this, the mhois and lehois and neveila me'erev Shabbos, asur lefi she'ene min hamucham. So teisves says that this Mishnah is also speaking about Erev Yontif. Now, Erev Yontif will understand the Gemara very well. Erev Yontif, we have a behemoth. We have a behemoth that is oimed to hilshachtet mestame. He had intentions. He didn't have any intentions, let's say, to give it to Behemoth, but hilshachtet, it's a good Behemoth. So he had intentions to eat it. So it was muchen l'adam. So that means if you'd interview him right before Shabbos, right before Yontov, do you have intentions to eat this Behemoth? Yeah. Yeah, could be. I'll get guests. I'll hashecht the Behemoth. So it was muchen l'adam. He wasn't Messiah. That's it was muchen l'adam. Now, as soon as it became Yontov, the Behemoth had a heart attack and the Behemoth died. Now he can't eat it anymore. It's an avela. But now we're clearing, but he has dogs. So this makes Gemaldik a dog food. Can you give it to the dogs? Now, Bein HaShemoshis, it wasn't aimed for dog food because it was Muchel Adam. So now we have here, we have two sugim. We have Klovim and Adam. So the Mishnah it says, this Nan Rav Yehuda Aima, Im Loi Hoysa Neveila Me Erev Shabbos, it was not a Neveila Me Erev Shabbos. So that means Erev Shabbos, it was not aimed for Klovim, then it was aimed for Adam. Asura lefisha ina mina muchan. So you can't give it to klovim on Shabbos because it wasn't muchan to be used for klovim on Shabbos. Ah, it was muchan for me, for you it was muchan, but for klovim it wasn't muchan. So we see we don't cross wires. We don't say since it wasn't mina muchan, so it's mina muchan. You don't have to look for protis muchan. It was muchan to be used. No, you have to look. And for what shimush it was aimed to be used, and for that shimush it's muchan. For another shimush it's not muchan. So memeila this nar Rabbi Yehuda aimim lehoyis on the veil me'arev Shabbos. It was not in the veil me'arev Shabbos. Asura levisha ina mina muchan. So memeila. So we see even though it was aimed for a shimush adam, afal pi kein it doesn't give it a shame. Muchen for Shimush Behemoth. Savadi Givis, if it's Oimet for Shimush Behemoth, doesn't give it a din. Muchen for Shimush Adam. Vishenim in a Muchen, is Muchen lo Irvin, have a Muchen lo Adam. So how could you say such thing? Muchen lo Adam, have a Muchen lo Behemoth. Muchen lo Irvin, have a Muchen lo Adam. Amalayin, he says yes. Muchen lo Adam, have a Muchen lo Klavim. The Chalmidi, the Chazilinish. Lei magzi lei midaitein. Muchen le Irvin. Avi muchen le Adam. Komidi de Chazir nishtaite yelavi. So the Gemara answers as follows. Verkehrt. Muchen le Adam. If something is oimed lachilas Adam, so verkehrt, so that's a stire. So he does not want it to be used for behemoths. Faker, something that he can eat himself, he doesn't have to give his behemoth, he's under the impression this behemoth is going to be geschachten. Doesn't have to give his behemoth grade A beef. So memele, so muchan la adam la havi muchan la klovin. The chalmidi, the chazi la inish, la maxi la midaite. Faker, he's going to eat it. Definitely it's not oimet for klovin. He's going to use it for himself. So the hachon la adam, that alone is a sibe, that it should not be muchen la behime. Because since it's oimed lachi la, so he definitely had no intentions whatsoever that it should be used for a behime. But, muchen la irvin, have a muchen la adam. But if it was oimed lachi la irvim, that does not mean that because of that he was Messiah Das, that he won't be able to use it. The Kalmidi de Chazilinish Taiti Yelave, that means it's Oymed Lashimushoi, if it could only be used for Irvim, it should be used for Irvim. If it could be used for more than Irvim, Eichet Eisias Nish. So there, the Muchen La Irvim is not a Stire, to the Muchen La Adam, so I can say Muchen La Adam, have a Muchen La Adam. Hashem ke Muchen La Adam, have a Muchen La Bein. Sogt Rashi. Priteima, Leveilo shen isnabla b'Shabbat, so Rashi we see does not learn to speak about Erev Yontev. The Mishnah says Erev Shabbat, Leveilo shen isnabla b'Shabbat, Oysa emedes bein Hashmoshes La Adam, was aimed by Nashmoshis la Adam, lechoshiv la muchan la gabi klov. So you have to understand why is it called, was aimed by Nashmoshis la Adam, if it's Erev Shabbos, it's not aimed by Nashmoshis la Adam. that Tosfos will speak about. Let us just go a little further, and then we'll see the Tosfos. So Al Koponim, so far we had like this. The Gemara had said that the Machloikis, the Anshe Yericho and the Chachomim were only on the Tmorim Shenoshru Shabbos Al HaMachbedis. So there the Chachomim held that they're not permitted to use them, to take them off the Machbedis, Ksheir Hashem Yala V'Yitloish, since in the vicinity of the Machbedis there are Tmorim Mechuborim also. If you permit him to take the Tolashtik Tmorim off the Machbedis, he might go and take some Mechubadik Tmorim also. And the Anshe Yericho held the one Kaiser. But Beina Kipin, over there, since there is no Mechubadik Tmorim in that vicinity, so Memela Beina Kipin, everyone holds you're allowed to take the Tmorim Shenoshru B'Shabbos B'Beina Kipin. Now the Gemara asked Akashe Tzmukze, so Beina Kipin should also be also al Tzmukze, because Beina Shmoshes was Mechubah, so he was Messiah Das from using it. So the Gemara said no, but it was Muchen Lo'irven Beina Shmoshes. Muchen Lo'irven Avi Muchen Lo'odah. That's the first lotion of the Gemara. Ki Osa Rovin Oma Rab Shimon Ben Lokish. So this was a member of Ula Oma Rab Shimon Ben Lokish. Ki osa rovin omer Rav Shimon Lokish machloikis b'shel ben kippin. Not the way Ula said. The whole machloikis is only b'shel kippin. There is a machloikis, and that's the only machloikis. The Rabbanon sovereign, what is the machloikis? The machloikis is in Hilchis Mukze. The Rabbanon sovereign buchan lo irvin, lehavim buchan lo adam. Banche yirichi sovereign buchan lo irvin, lehavim buchan lo adam. So it's a machloikis in Hilchis Mukze. Aber beshel machbedes divrei hakel osa gazrin in shema yala v'yitloish paket on the gzeira of shema yala v'yitloish. Everyone holds it is osa. Let us see Rashi. No, Rashi is Taisvis. Zog Taisvis. Machloikes beshel machbedes peirish akuntres kula shmaite. Rashi learns pshat in the whole sugi benitlishu beyontes. That is speaking about that the tmorim on nitlash piyontev, v'davke b'shel machbedois, and davke b'shel machbedois, according to Ule, the Chachamim Asad, the Ikanami mechuboris, because in the vicinity of the machbedis there are also tmorim mechuboris, kosul rabbonon shema yala v'yitlash, v'kosha. This is a psanuk gzeire. I mean, since they're taking off the tmorim shenitlashu, and right next to them this tmorim mechuboris, they might make a mistake. They're taking down tmorim. They'll schlep off tmorim which are mechuboris. That is for the chachomim, the anshiricho, the one geyser. There's a new problem over here. Why do you have to speak about this gzeira of he might go and take the mechuboris? There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein mishtamishim b'mechuba." You're not allowed to be mishtamishim b'mechuba. The otu les lohu hodis nan in oilon be'ilon. Some others are bazundere yisrael. You're not allowed to be oila be'ilon. Finished. Forget about this nuk zeire. If you'll take these, you might take the mechubadika one. Zanis is tamazayin oila be'ilon. Kasha number one. It seems from Rashi that the only way you get the machbedis v'kimi de gevoye v'tzorich lalis ala dekel and oitlon chashin shem yitlosh minam mechuboris. So, but that's it. The only way you can get the tmorim and the machbedis is being tailish them. The only way you can get to the tomorrow and the machbedis is being oila and the ilam. So the male effect of Taisus, so there's a Mishnah in oila and the ilam. Now to go up on an ilam, and mishtamishim be mechuba. Kasha number one. Beina kipin nami, now kasha number two. What did Ula say? That beina kipin, since in the vicinity of the kipin there are no there are no tmorim mechuboris, so everyone holds you're allowed to take off the tmorim from the kippah. In fact, tachtois v'is, ben ha-kippah nami, yamaydi v'hakol mutah, for haka mishtamish bilam. He's also mishtamish bilam. Ki da oma bekire, ein menichin ner al gabi dekel, shema yishtamish bilam b'shas netilos. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to put in yontif a ner on a dekel, because in Yom Tov, after it burns out, he might take it off. And what's wrong if he takes off a ner from a dekel? So the Gemara calls this also Mishtamish Be'ilam. So you see from the Gemara, Moira de Kizach, to take off something from a Dava Mechuba is called Mishtamishes B'Mechuba. For like Tachtois, I feel I'm taking off. I'm not going on there, I'm taking off. That's also called Shemesh B'Mechuba. So why does the Gemara say Bein Akip and everyone holds its mutter? But you're taking it off the keeping, that alone is called Shemesh B'Mechuba. They're taking off is also called Shemesh B'Mechuba. But another kash. The Loigora Bein Akipim mi beye shenoyldo shehi ala kalke vasrinim bebeye mishim peres anoish. The Gemara in Beye Daf Gimel wants to say, according to one man the Yoma, why is a beye shenoyldo beyontev osa? Why is it osa? So the Gemara wants to say one mahalach that it is osa gzeire mishim peres anoish. That means that is a similarity to a beye that comes out of a tanagoilus in yontev to a peri that falls off a tree in yontev. That was one big zera, just like they asked peres hanoishim, they also asked a beye that was noisher from a tanagoilus in yontev. Now this is a stam mishne. Beye shenil de beyontev is also a stam mishne. So Memele, so you see in the Gzeira of Peres HaNoishrim, the Gzeira of Peres HaNoishrim, it doesn't matter where the Peri finds itself. In our Gemara it says that the only Aseld, Afilu the Chachomim, only Aseld the Peri when it's on the Machbedis, and if you take it off in that Mokim, There are tomorrow mechuborim there, and he might come and be tailish those mechuborim. But as long as it's on the bein hakipin, there's no tomorrow there, so you're allowed to take it off. Pekach toisves abeish and know the beyontif is on the floor. There's nothing there. There's no peiris. There's no nothing. Says garnish mit garnish. But you see, when they asked peiris, they asked peiris and noishim. Period. They didn't look if it has to be dafkin such an oifen that you that it's old to be tailish. There's a gzeira klali of peiris and noishim. So how could you say bein akipim is mutter according to everyone? What is the worst than peiris and noishim? But what is the worst than beish and noda, which is also peiris and noishim? Now Taisa goes back to the previous kashin. Now Taisa asks, how could you take it off me bein akipin? That's also called ein mishtamshim b'ilam. To take off from a mechub is also is called shimish b'ilam. But like, look, maybe pachas me gimel tvoch and the butel ishtamish. Maybe we'll say bein akipin is speaking about that it's lower than three tvochim. So lower than three tvochim, it has a din of aras michta, it doesn't have a din of anilon. If that is the teretz, so you can't say stamos bein akipim is mutter. You have to differentiate. If it's to give it less than gimel tvoch, more than gimel tvoch, you can't say stamos. That is Taisvis Bambad's Rashi. So bekitzer says the kashes are when you saw three kashes. Kasha number one. How could Anshe Yerichai hold that Bein HaMachbedes is mutter? There's a klal ein mishtamshim b'ilam. Kasha number two, how could the Chachamim also be moider that Bein HaKipim is mutter to take off from the Bein HaKipim is also ein mishtamshim b'ilam? First kasha was to go up on the dekel. The second kasha is to take off from the dekel is also ein mishtamshim b'ilam. Then the third kasha is we see a Be'esh and Elda Beyonte, which there's no practically, there is no practical oifen of tliche. Al kaponim, there's a gzeira klali that everything that's a noisha chazal asad and didn't look if There'll be tlish in this case, there won't be tlish in this case. He answered everything. V'nire l'ri d'shmaita ayri b'tlushim me'erev yontov. Number one, it's speaking about that it was not tolush in yontov, in Shabbos, the way Rashi says, it was tolush erev yontov. V'machbeides u'bekifet. And it was Tolush, and it was lying Erev Yontev on the Machbeides and on the Kippur. Menochim Shom Bein HaShmoshes. And it was lying there Bein HaShmoshes. V'koma Machloikes B'shal Machbeides. So now, what is the Machloikes? So number one, so Lachayre Eistis. Osiso, Machloikes B'shal Machbeides. The Rabbonon Osri Afilu Noflu Laoretz Beyontev. Given the Machbeides Ikenami Mechuborim Gazrin and Shemayale Beyitloish, given the Bein Hashmoshes Hoyu Alehilon Afopi Shein Tolosh. Bnei Yericha Legozo, given the Tolosh Me Erev Yontev. Avo Bishal Bein Akipin Hoyu Bloy Hoyu Shemechuborim Lakalamigzer Oto Shemayale Beyitloish Memokoim Shaloi Nosh. So Taisva says a few Yesoides. Yesoid number one, we're speaking about that it was Nitlash Erev Yontov. That's number one. So we hear here Peres Tlushim on the Machbeides and Peres Tlushim on the Kippur. Yesoid number two, even though it was Nitlash Erev Yontov, Yezich not allowed to take it off the Machbeides and the Kippur because Hamish Tamshim Be'ilah. If it's on the Machbeides, and so that of the kufis, in order to get up the machbeides, you have to climb up the ilon. In order to take it off the keeping, you're also being mishtamish bilon. So it would still be on the machbeides and keeping, it would zicher be also. Now it's speaking about that it's now on the ground. It fell in yonte from the machbeides and from the keeping to the ground. So we have something that is not the gzeira of peiros hanoshrim, which we know. The allgemeine din of Peres HaNoishrim is Peres that's from Mechuba and fell down. That's the Gzeira of Peres HaNoishrim. That is a Gzeira. And that's what they can say later. That's the Gzeira of Abayish and Nildo Beyontev. They were Gezer Peres of Abayah of the Peres HaNoishrim, which means, just like the Beyah came out of the Tanagoylus and Yontev, so they say, this is similar to a Peri that fell off a tree that was Mechuba in Yontev. Peiris shenoshrim in amechuba beyontev is also. Forget about any gzeir, that is also. And that's peiris shenoshrim in ilon beyontev. That was mechuba to the tree. That they asked a beyish, that was in etanagoylus, and was noilet in yontev. That is also. But we are speaking about a different story in Yonsev. We are speaking about a story that erev yontev was toloshabari. So this is no shaykhis with the algemeine din of peiris hanoshrim. Now, this is a new din. We find our peiros al haoretz, which were tolush bein hashmoshes. Now there's a gzeira, so machosakan, so what's wrong over here? So wrong is, so now I'm not mishtamish be'ilon, it's on the ground. So the chachomim held that since this came from the machbeides, it wasn't on the machbeides bein hashmoshes, if you'll be matter me, to take something which was on the Machbeides, Bein HaShmoshes, I might come and be toilish the Tmorim which were next to the Machbeides. A very far-fetched Gzeira. But Al Kaponim, since we know that this Peri, Bein HaShmoshes, was on top of the Dekel, and you're permitting me to eat from this Peri in Yonte, so I might come and be toilish a different Peri. That is for the Chacham. And Anshe Yerichi held there's no such gzeira. By keeping, if I know that Bein HaShmoshes, this was Tolush and on the keeping, so I'm eating a peiri, which these peiris in their vicinity, there's no peiris mechuboros whatsoever. So there's no mokim lochosh, if you'll be mad at me to eat the peiros which want to keep in Bein HaShmoshes, I might come and be toilish peiros mechuborim, because in this area of the Dekel, in this vicinity of the Dekel, there are no peiros mechuborim. Let us see Taisus anyway. Zok Taisus. Girlari. Vishmaita airi betlushim yarab yonta. Tamach beide so bekeepet. Menochim shem bein hashmoshes, v'kama machlokes v'shal machbeides. Rabbanan Osri Afilu Nafilu Loretz Biyonte Afilu Ot Fel Boretz Biyonte Even the Machbeidus Ikenami Mechuborim, since in this area where these fell from their Mechuborim also Gzeira Shema Yala V'Yitlash Even the Benesh Moshe Soyu Ale Yulam Afo Pishahin Tolosh. That means if you permit me to eat tamarim which were in that vicinity, Bein Hashmoshes, he might come and be Tolosh Peiruf Mechaborim also. Meirichi Legozo, given the Tolosh Merav Yontef, I'm eating Tolosh Tika tamarim. Avo Bishel Bein Hakipin, Hoyim Loi Hoyu Shom Mechaborim, there in that vicinity is no Mechaborim whatsoever. Lekele Migzarot Hashem Yalo Beyitlosh Mimokim Shaloi Noshu. If this fell from Kipin, so Memele, the one geyser that if you permit me to eat peiros which were on the kippin bein hashmoshes, so I'll go up to the machbeides and be toilish mechubor. As I like this, v'hashdi also shaped loydomi lebeye the hosim shenoylud biyontem gazrinen hotu peiros shenoshu biyontem v'hochi benitlishu me'erev yontem. That's pshat in our gemara. So now Taisva says, so perhaps in Lomdus we understand the shakla v'tayi of the sugya, but Taisva says practically, Eich yakiru bein oisam shenoshru esmael, lo oisam shenoshru hayoin, v'nesha min akipim, l'nesha min amachbedus. That means we are all Taisva, the whole akim to the Gemara is we're picking now tamarim from the ground. So the mele, tamarim look all the same. So the Mela, so the Gemara is differentiating. We're speaking about the Tamarim that fell from the Tamarim that fell from the Kippim, the Tamarim that fell from the Machbedis. When it's on the ground, you can't tell which fell from which. It's very modern to say you had a person standing there, the whole from Venash Moshes. He was watching each Tamar and he saw it fell down. He knew, oh, this fell from the Machbedis, this fell from the Kippim, oh, this fell in Shabbos, this fell before Shabbos. I mean, it's a very big doichik that you have a person which could be aware of all this and knows all this. Okay, that's fast time. So in practical, you have to know, Dish Ishtalzach Avek Taloch. But we're going to have Lomdus. And Lomdus is Gewaldik. Lomdus, that's the Machloik. Uporis. So now the Gemara is Tanukash, Bohamuktanin. They were Mukta. So what's the Kasha? Even the Hoyu Beinash Moshe's Allah Ilam. So now Taisha's got into hot water. Bishloim, according to Rashi, the Kasha of Mukta was Meredik. Beinash Moshe's was Machuba Ledekel. So it was Mukta Beinash Moshe's. But according to Taisha's, Beinash Moshe's was Tolosh. So what's the Mukta? Where's the Mukta over here? Zuktach Taisvez, Amukta Ninu, Kivin the Hoyu Bein Hashmoshes Al Ha'ilam, but they were Al Ha'ilam. Lei Hoyu Ruyois Linotel Shlo Yishtamish Bilam. That means, so Bein Hashmoshes, he couldn't get to it. He couldn't get to these Tamarim. Those who are on top of the Machbedis, he had to climb up the Dekel. See, you know how to climb up a Dekel. Those around the Kippin, you had to take it off the Kippin. And so take off the Kippin is also Mishtamish Milam. In fact, the Gemara, it's Mukta. So the Gemara says, the ganze Shtikteure, am Muchen Leurven, so it's not Mukta. Now, that's not mehr from this Teufels, we see a Mu'uyim de Kechidish. That Lechere, an Arasoge of Mukta, Mukta is something that Bitzad Atmoy, it wasn't Roy to use. It wasn't Minamuchan. Here the Maisa, the Tmorim Mitzat Atzmon, were Roy to use. No, Mitam, I couldn't get to them, because I had a problem. Bikim Tekatze B'Devasa, I can't climb up the Ilan, I can't take them off the Kippin. So there was a Dovel study that was Vinea me from using it. So we see from Taisa Zamoya de Kechidish, that makes it Mukta. Now, in Simen Tak Yud Ches, Ziv Tes, brought down as follows. Bayish shehu molei peiros muchonim. You have a house which was sosum mikol tzav. You had a sealed in house. No doors, no windows. It was a sealed house. It was molei peiros muchonim. You had peiros inside of it which were minamuchon. You could eat it. But how do you get to the Peiris itself? V'nivchas. And then, all of a sudden, the one ball fell down. Neitel mimokim hapchas. So you're allowed to take, all the Peiris you can take, you're allowed to take them. Zog the Mishnah Blure. V'afilu b'yonte, it was nivchas in yonte. V'loi amrinin, the kivin shoye b'ein ha-shmoshe sosom. Loi hoya efshir litol mehem machmas isos tiris binyin. Bein ha-shmoshis it was awesome. Bein ha-shmoshis I couldn't get to it. Bein ha-shmoshis the only way I can get to these pairs is by being soyser the binyin, which is an isor de araise. Soyser is an isor de araise. So let me say, iskatzoi lekule yoime. So since bein ha-shmoshis I couldn't get to the pairs, because the only way I can get to the pairs bein ha-shmoshis is if I tear down the binyin. That's a malocha the rice of stire. So I should say, so the peiris were mukze bein ha-shmoshe is, the einze bechlal mukze. That's a cold mukze. Kivin shloi hoyo mukze machmas isa ratzmon. They weren't mukze out themselves. Dak she hoyo bimokim shen yecholach leilach litlom. Because you can't get to it. The peiris weren't mukze, the peiris were min ha-mukha, but I couldn't get to it. Olefi tamze, Afilu hoya bayis bori mikoidem, afilu was a bayis shein regilis sheyipoches me'elo, and the only way you can get to it is by doing a malocha de araise, gam came with a little apeiris. You'll have to go and take the peiris. As I pass in the Mishnah Berun, as I pass in the Mechaba. So you see, a bigger chiddush, afilu, something was, you were unable to use it, without being over an Isser the Araise, Avalpikain, if now in the middle of Yontif, you can get to it now, so it's not called Mukze. It's not called Mukze. That is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins la loche. Now, in the Tzemach Navrom, in the Bir Aloche, he brings down that this is a Shita Sarif and a Rambam. Rabban, lo shaykh b'zeh mukte. Then he brings down the Rosh and the Tur bring down Shitas Rashi, that Rashi holds the lo hitiru ki im bebayish she'enoi binyin gomo. The ein bestira zuki im iser darabonam. Rashi says, not such a big. If you would need a malochadir eisen to get to the peiris, and they are called mukte. Rashi was only matter if you only need a Nisa Darabonon to get to the Peiris. So the one that was Mavai, so it's only a Nisa Darabonon, and the Peiris are better than Mukhtan, and you only have to do a Nisa Darabonon to get, then it's not called Kivin Yiskatsoy. So Mamele, and the Mishnah Berurah wants to be Machma Loit Rashi. But Al Kaponim, Afilu Loit Rashi, it's also not like our Taisvis. Our Taisvis said the Gemara asked the Kasha that the Peiris are Mukze because it's an Isser the Rabbonon to take the Peiris off to keep it because they Mishtam Shemila. So our Taisvis says, so God, he brings down that the Taisvis, I think it's the Taisvis in Erevin, he says Taisvis is even more Machma than Rashi. So this is the Taisvis in Erevin. So Al Koponim, so I think this Taisvis is Lishitosai. That means, Akaponim, we have, if Taisvis learn Pshat and Agimore, that if Taisvis learn Pshat and Agimore, that it's called Mukze, I'm a Taisvis Shechmir Oid B'yoisimi, that Afilu Bavira Delivna Eini Muta Kimel Rabbi Yehuda, I have to know the sugya. Anyway, so we have over here Al Kaponim this svare that Taisus wants to save Shat and our Gemara. That the Gemara's kasha of Mukze is that it became Mukze because one cannot get to the Peiris is right from Poshet Al Kaponim. I mean Taisus said that's Shat and our Gemara. We see la halacha, we zichet on paskin like this. God, the Shmirah Shabbos Kelchosa brings down the shaila, what happens if a person forgot to shut off the light in his refrigerator, and he opens it up on Shabbos, and the light is on. So,
So what to do next is a shayla. I'll leave the door open. But al kaponim, he says you're allowed to take out the food did not become mukze. I mean, even though he had to do an isra the araisa to get to the food, he brings down this thing where the when simentak yutches it says that even though you would need an isra the araisa to get to the food doesn't become mukze. So mamele here it's the same thing. Then he goes, if it to be a locha, that's machma. That only in Yisrael Rabbonon, Machtach is bonus. But Al Kaponim, that is a Moirdike Marem Mokim in Hilchis Mukze, that is not, it is not considered Mukze if a Dovot's Dodi is Ma'akev the Shimush of this, or the Chila of this Peir. Al Kaponim, we have here a Toysvis in Psochim Daphne Vova with Beis, for State Nitazoy. Obi Rishalmi the Saif Pirkin Pol. So that's how Taisus Lom Pshat in the Gemara. It's very interesting. The Taisus Arashva brings down this Pshat. He says, Ve'enei Nichnas Ba'osnai. I don't know why he didn't like, but he didn't like the Pshat. Ve'enei Nichnas Ba'osnai, he says. Obi Rishalmi the Saif Pirkin, the Rishalmi learned, the Rishalmi Tzachaychet Gemutshit. And this machloikis of the Anshe Yericha in the Chachomim. Polich, Baman on Kayomim. How's it speaking about? Ibn Noshri me Erev Yontev. If it fell Erev Yontev, the Behakal Mutal. So what's wrong? Bibi Yontev, the Behakal Asurim. If it fell in Yontev, that's Peres Anoishram. So every notos. Ella Bema Kayomim, Pekti Yishalmi, Bistam. The machloikis, the anshe yirich, and the chachamim were bistam. What does bistam mean? Perish. The bistam loy shayach lemigzer sheme yale v'yitloish eladavke binoshu vaday biyontev. Bistam means that I don't know, I'm ignorant. I don't know if it was noshu erev yontev. I don't know if it was noshu yontev. So memele, so that's the machlokes. Ve'eichu dinoshu vaday biyontev, afilu bishel bein akipinos. That's peiros anoishchem. Uporich fekti yishalmi vo muktzis ninu, peirish sofik muktzis. That means it's sofik, maybe it's muktzis, maybe it was noshu biyontev. So even though the gzere doesn't apply, Shemayala v'yitloish only by vaday, but sofik muktz is also wasa. And the Dvashmul brings down, even though sofik muktz is a sofik parabonon, the davash yesh lematirim, so memele were machma. Avol mikol bokim kashe de teipik leishem ishtamish b'mechuba. So Taisvis learned pshat according to the Yerushalmi, that it is not speaking about it fell on the ground. The Dvashmul is quite the Taisvis to learn like that. But Taisvis learned pshat, that it's speaking about it fell on the kippin, it fell on the machbeidis, it's a suffix if it fell yontev or erev yontev. That is the machloikis that they made a gzeira on this, that's machloikis the anshe yerichoi and the chachamim. But al kaponim it is speaking about that it's still on the kippin or on the machbeidis. So I don't understand. So how are you allowed to take it according to anyone? The teipik leishem mishtamish v'mechubel. So he's mishtamish v'mechubel by taking it off the kippin or climbing up the deckel and taking it off the machbeidis.